This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylek is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Happy Canal Fest, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But Austin, we want to start. Yeah, we want to start with the DigiHost, the crypto mining facility. Mm-hmm. Noise complaints have been a regular problem since it started operating there, and the city is suing DigiHost again over noise complaints. What is the latest?
Yeah, to start here, I mean, I was against this project from moving forward at the get-go. And, it's unfortunate years later, we're still dealing with issues because the council at the time pushed it forward. And I think people need to remember this. So we're 3.5 years in to the project that my administration walked into, and we started citing DigiHost with the new knowledge, the new equipment that our police department has. Recently, we trained 3 officers, including our police chief, with an acoustic expert on how to use this equipment, how to get accurate decibel readings. And we included a lot of residents that have had concerns over the years throughout that process. So I just want to make it clear, Susan, I think you said the city's suing them. We are not suing them. It was just a citation that we issued, just to make that one clear.
Well, it's going to go forward. We'll see what happens in the next coming months with this, but we'll keep an eye on it. You know, this kind of brings up another thing that's been in the news. Yesterday, Austin, we spoke with the mayor of Dunkirk, and they're looking into nuclear power after the governor's announcement of a big nuclear power plant. They're now going and trying to get some community involvement in deciding whether or not to move forward with that. And it kind of reminded me of what's been going on in North Tonawanda. There was this idea of a micronuclear reactor. You had some meetings on this, eventually decided on a moratorium. I'm wondering if you have any advice for a place like Dunkirk that's undergoing this, and how to try and get the community involved so that you can really understand what they would want, or the community understands what might a project like this entail.
Yeah, and you're hitting the nail on the head there. As elected officials, we need to get our community members involved in these procedures because, you know, ultimately we work for them. So in this scenario, yes, moratorium is enacted. The micronuclear piece, it's relatively new. It's not as regulated on the federal level as like a nuclear plant. And in our nuclear case, it was pertaining to the DigiHost site. So, you know, a lot of us were like, we don't want to compound the issue of unknowns. Data mining was an unknown years ago, and hence why I proposed the moratorium that was turned down at the time, and we could have prevented a lot of these issues, because the moratorium specifically allows elected officials to kind of hit the brakes, evaluate what whatever the item is, whether it's data mining or nuclear, solar fields, you name it, and then create laws that fit within our cities. So we did enact something where we are restricting some types of alternative energy sources. Now, it doesn't mean we can't go back to the drawing book and look at this again and say, okay, there's enough research, there's enough federal regulations or state regulations where it could be a possibility, but there's still a lot of concerns from residents, a lot of concerns from elected officials, you know, whether it's waste or an emergency plan, all these different people coming in to express their concerns. So I would say Dunkirk should probably hit the brakes just in case and make sure that they know what they're getting.
You know, lately we've been hearing that modern nuclear looks very different than it did in the past.
Sure.
What does that mean, though? That it's safe? Is there no nuclear waste?
I think a lot of us have the same question. You know, waste is the number one thing that seems to be brought up with a lot of people that came to the meeting not too long ago when the moratorium and this code was passed to restrict this. And, you know, it's people think, oh, is there going to be an explosion? Then you hear the other side where there hasn't been like these nuclear explosions at a plant in a long time. The occurrence is rare, if anything, in the history of our nation. So we're open to sitting down with a company or whoever if they're interested in creating an alternative energy source, but we're not going to be left in the dark. And that's the huge piece here.
Yeah, it's kind of the important piece when talking about any of this going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Forward. Well, hey, you know, I saw you yesterday. You were out emceeing the diaper derby. Usually,
wow,
you wouldn't let kids
transition, Brian.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Usually, you don't let a baby just waddle down Tremont Street in the middle of the road. But it's a special
it's a
day.
One.
It's Canal Fest, right? You're able to do that. It's been going on now for a little bit. You got the last weekend of a big finale coming up here. How have you felt the new look Canal Fest has gone so far this week?
You know, it's been a lot smoother than we thought. You know, every year it changes a little bit. Today, or this year's big change was obviously North Tonawanda taking the majority of rides. So we were able to centralize them behind the First United Methodist Church that's along Main Street in Tremont. We offered up two of our city roads, a portion of Tremont and Columbia, and I actually went on a ride yesterday, too. People were snapping photos, like the mayor doesn't like rides, but it's worked out pretty well. I think attendance is down slightly, it sounds like, but usually today, tomorrow, Sunday, that's really when we see the meat of people come out and really enjoy the food, the festivities, the events going on. And with the bicentennial, we really wanted to make sure that we did our best as city officials on both Tonawanda and North Tonawanda to support the Canal Fest committee and making sure that it was a successful event. But We are looking at possible changes next year, but there's still a lot more to look into.
Well, you know, Mayor, with so many communities having issues with juveniles this summer, has it been an issue at all with Canal Fest?
You know, we haven't seen any issues. The biggest one was really just kids kind of loitering when the rides closed down. The site sort of shuts down around 10 o'clock, 10:30. You know, our officers got to just scoot people out. But I haven't heard of any major fights or arrests, anything of that sort. So it's been very tame. Everyone knock on wood. We still got 3 days to go. But it's not as bad as some might say it is. It's really a fun time. Kids behave themselves. Adults behave themselves. Sometimes they don't, but it's been a good time. And the diaper derby, that's one of the weird events with babies crawling for a race. And Brooklyn, she won this year's award. So we had about 48 babies take in the races.
Hey, that's always great. Which Brooklyn? That's what you have to say, right? 48 babies? It's probably like 24 of them are named Brooklyn, right?
Well, actually, I could pronounce the majority of names, which was a good thing.
There you go. That's always important. That's what you find out. Well, hey, great weather for the ending of Canal Fest. Thanks so much for being on with us. Austin Tylek, mayor of North Tonawanda. Canal Fest, by the way, runs through Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.